Watcher, it's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And here's someone I should have seen just last week. Duh. Pianist Monty Alexander was at Ronnie Scott's last week. 6 nights in total, 3 with a trio and 3 with a Kingston Harlem Express. I've seen the latter, so with much excitement, I booked up to see the trio on the Wednesday night. I got a call from Ronnie's at 8:46 on that night to say the band is about to go on. I had obviously had a senior moment, yet another, and put it in my diary as Thursday. Double duh. That was Honky Tonk, the Bill Doggett compo. Monty piano, Derek DiCasio lead guitar, Dalton Brown rhythm guitar, Leon Duncan bass and Desi Jones drums. Plus Leroy Romans on keyboards and Bobby Thomas Jr. percussion. Recorded in New York, March-April 2002. It's the Basie Band, live in Antibes, 68. I've chosen a vocal, but please do listen to the band in the background.
Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worried, You know it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. No, no, nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Speaking of hard luck and trouble, I've had more than I can bear. So I'm packing up my suitcase, moving, yeah, moving on down, moving on down, moving on down, moving on down the line. Ain't nobody worried, hey, 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 ain't nobody crying. So won't you ride my mother, tell her that I'm going down slow. Somebody, somebody ride my mother, tell her that I'm going down slow. But I have had my fun, if I don't get well no more. Packing up, packing up, moving, yeah, moving on down, moving on down, moving on down the line. Ain't nobody worried,
fabulous, a stunning display of controlled big band ensemble work, complementing the vocalist, never overpowering the vocal. July 68 at the Antibes Jazz Festival, V. Red was the vocalist. I've got a couple, three in fact, of her albums as a leader, where she also plays a fine alto sax. Main band stars on that song, Every Day I Have the Blues, were Basie himself and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor. But really, it was the entire band. Just magic. Next, a piano solo. And that's from Junior Mance's new album, recorded in Brooklyn, Feb 2015. It's mainly a trio lineup with two solo piano pieces, that, Home on the Range, being obviously one of them. The trio also play a version of this traditional song, and had it been a fraction shorter, I would have played that. It's a piano bass violin lineup. I tell you what, I'll put this album to one side, and we might just squeeze in a bit of that later on. If not, we'll play it next week. And next up, the first ever time on our show for Henry Red Allen. Henry Red Allen, Ain't She Sweet, recorded New York, April 57. Red's father, Henry Allen Sr., was a bandleader in New Orleans, and the young Red was steeped in jazz as a result. He He was in Kid Oliver's band in 1927, and RCA Victor recorded him in 29 as their possible answer to the success of Louis Armstrong's record sales. And Red, in fact, joined Louis in 37 for 3 years. Something of a Dixielander, he did adapt to the swing-era style, but went back to his New Orleans ensemble playing later in his life, as we heard there. This album, Ride Red Ride in Hi-Fi, includes, as well as Red, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins no less on tenor, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Everett Barksdale guitar, Marty Napoleon piano, Lloyd Trotman bass and Cozy Cole drums. And here's another newly released recording of a gig that was previously unreleased, if that makes sense. Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To from a Jan 59 live concert in Indianapolis, Indiana. The club was imaginatively called Indianapolis Jazz Club. Wes Montgomery is the leader on guitar and backed, rather surprisingly, by the Eddie Higgins Trio. I was unaware that they'd ever played together. Higgins piano, an unknown bass player. And that's despite extensive research by Resonance Records to track down the unknown bassist's name. Walter Perkins on drums. The album is called One Night in Indy. It must be time for Ellington. So, where's the music? Thank you. A very, very seldom heard Ellington gem. Where's the music? And it really was a gem. Ellington only recorded it three times, to my knowledge, this March 57 recording being the last of them. It's only a guess, but I can imagine that there was precious little, if any, written music at the recording, and the title, Where's the Music?, was a question asked by a band member. It's a small group recording. Clark Terry on trumpet, John Sanders, valve trombone, Johnny Hodges, alto, Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet, and he gets most of the solo work, and a fabulous dialogue between him and Clark Terry's trumpet later on. The Duke on piano, Jimmy Woody bass, Sam Woodyard drums. I can't help feeling that could have become an Ellington standard. Wonderful, and now all but forgotten, except by us, of course. Now, do you want a lesson in scat singing? Well, here it is. Do please listen to Ella's opening remarks about closing her eyes.
And if you see me closing my eyes, it's because sometimes when I get too many flashes, they hurt. So that's when I get sexy.
If I had a talking picture of you, she got a little.
Oh, my mama done told me when I was a big tail. My mama done told me, home. She said, look out for what is that boy's name? That's all, folks.
A difficult track to play you. Parts of it were very loud and parts of it very quiet. But somewhere in there was One Note Samba, the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald in July 68, live at the Chautauqua Institution Amphitheatre in the southwest of New York State. This is called Live at Chautauqua, Volume 1. I can only hope there'll be a Volume 2. It isn't always the case. Many a series has stopped at the so-called Volume 1 stage. T. Carson, piano, Keita Betts, bass, and Joe Harris, drums, and a very, very enthralled audience. A week or so back, I mentioned that the pianist Ryan Cohen was a new name to me. Since then, I've looked him up, and I've bought a couple of his albums. Here are two very separate vignettes, as he calls them, of a piece called The River. sorry, but I really didn't do Ryan Cohen justice. Those two vignettes are not that understandable on their own, but as part of the entire suite, they sound superb. Ryan Cohen made a month-long tour of Eastern Africa in 2008, sponsored by the US Department of State and Jazz at the Lincoln Center, and this album was inspired by that visit. In total, there are 14 vignettes, with six of them being called River, and they were all improvised. And they literally run through the entire suite, like a river, obviously. I know that sounded rather disjointed. We heard River 4 and River 6, so I didn't even put two rivers together. But it's an eye-opening album, recorded 2013. I'll run through all the musos, although it was only Kobe Watkins' drums and Samuel Torres on percussion on River 4. River 6 also included Ryan Cohen on piano, John Kosiczowski on tenor, Jeff Bradfield flute, Tito Carrillo trumpet, and Lauren Cohen bass. Another vocal and another new name for me.
This strange feeling seeping through my blood. This strange feeling is sleeping somewhere cuddled up inside me. I know it will guide me to I don't know where. This strange feeling's dashing through my head. This strange feeling is crashing like the red, red wrath of thunder. It leaves me to wonder where I am. I walk, I try and do so without reeling. I talk, someone answers from the ceiling. Oh, this strange feeling is roughing like a knife. This strange feeling snuffing out my life. But I can't stop this savage ravaging. Oh, strange feeling. Like the red, red wrath of thunder leads me to wonder where I am. I walk, I try and do so without really. Someone answers from the ceiling. This strange feeling is roughing like a knife. This strange feeling snuffing of my life, but I can't stop this savage ravaging old strange feeling.
Recorded June-July 2015 in Brooklyn. The album's called Ellington at Night, the Ellington part being somewhat generic, as many of the 12 songs have co-writers of the stature of Billy Strayhorn and Johnny Hodges. That song, Strange Feeling, is in fact a Duke and Strays combo from 45. There is, rather oddly, one song, Troubled Waters, that has no Ellington or Ellingtonian connection. Still, who's counting? The singer is Nancy Harms, who grew up in a tiny Midwestern town, Clara City, Minnesota, and hadn't heard any jazz until she went to college. Well, she's certainly caught up now. This album is only her second. Worth watching out for her, I think. Jeremy Siskind on piano, Danton Boller on bass, Willie Jones III drums. It's a crackly old LP next. It's full of pops and wheezes and, underneath all that, some great jazz.
The book.
That's from a Jazzland LP I found on my recent trip to New York. Very exciting for me to find a Sonny Stitt LP I hadn't already got. That was the title song, Low Flame, a Stitt original. The liner notes call it a sad, slow cooking blues. Recorded in New York, April 62. Fantastic lineup. Stitt on tenor on that number, alto on most of the rest. Don Patterson, a longtime associate of Sonny's, on organ, Paul Whedon guitar, and Billy James drums. And you could make a story out of these titles. After Low Flame, the next three in sequence are Donald Duck, Close Your Eyes, Silly Billy. Three separate titles, I should add. If that was a crackly old LP, this next one is brand new Deep Groove vinyl. I'm sure you recognised the Oscar Peterson Trio. They were live in Cologne, Germany, April 63, and that's from one of two new LPs, double LPs, Deep Groove LPs as well, on the Jazzline label, of concerts in Germany. The other one being of an April 61 concert, also in Cologne. And it's our fave Peterson Trio, Oscar Piano, Ray Brown Bass, Ed Thigpen, Thogs as he was known, on drums. That was, as you well know, Fly Me to the Moon, written in 54 but forever linked with Frank Sinatra's 64 version, and of course, the Apollo moon flights. The fourth side of this double LP is given over to special bonus tracks, all recordings of live gigs, concerts rather, in Germany, one by Peterson, one by Stan Getz, and the other one we're about to hear now with Billie Holiday.
Away from the sea. city that hurts and marks. I'm standing alone by the desolate docks in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? I cover the waterfront, I'm watching the sea with the one I love be coming back to me. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I am. Where are you? Have you forgotten? Will you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront, I'm watching the sea with the one I love be coming back to me.
Cover the Waterfront. Has Billie Holiday ever sounded better? Recorded in Cologne, Germany in Jan 54. It was called a jam session group, one of those one-night-only lineups, so no rehearsals whatsoever. Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Red Norvo vibes, Sonny Clark, I believe, on piano, although he did alternate on this gig with Beryl Booker, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Red Mitchell, there have been a lot of Reds this week, Red Mitchell on bass and Elaine Layton drums. More blues now. Thank you. Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine, written in 1946 for the musical St. Louis Woman. This quintet is co-led by tenor man Curtis Amy and organist Paul Bryant, with Roy Brewster, valve trombone, Clarence Jones bass and Jimmy Miller drums. Recorded in L.A., August 1960. And sadly, that's it for this week. As always, I'm delighted you could join me on this little excursion along the dusty shelves of my record collection. And I equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.